help, wouldn't it? It's concentrating on my drink so much instead of the music instead of you guys. Go ahead.
Yeah, you were jamming and drinking and not paying attention to us, and I don't even remember what the hell we were talking about.
Recording at a bar.
Craziness.
Yeah, something crazy. Phones. Oh, yeah.
Oh, the phone. That's right.
You know, we were talking about either silencing it or...
Yeah.
You put yours on Do Not Disturb, which I think... I'm going to start doing that, too, especially when we're recording.
It automatically goes on Do Not Disturb while I'm driving, which is kind of a handy thing.
I need to do that tomorrow, too.
Yours used to do that.
It would tell... It would say, I'm driving, and I will... If it's an emergency, push X or something, and it'll go through. But other than that, it say I'll text you when I get...
Here's what I found, like, early on in the cell phone days, was people would find out that I had a cell phone, and they would call me, and then they would wonder, dude, I called you. You have a freaking cell phone. Why didn't you answer? And I'm like... I don't have that phone for your convenience. It's for mine. And if I don't want to answer a stupid phone, I'm not going to answer it. So when I'm driving, and that was always part of my thing too, I'm like, look, and they're like, what if it's an emergency? I'm like, then why are you calling me?
Yeah, well,
seriously,
yeah.
What can I do? What can I do but offer some support? You should be on the phone with 911. So when I'm driving, my phone is in my pocket. I can't even easily get to it. So even in the situation where someone were to like hit whatever, if it's emergency, hit this and it'll go through or something.
You wouldn't even.
I'll hear it ringing, but I'll reach down and hit the button to make it shut up.
Jerry could be bleeding to death, and you would. Oh man.
Yeah, I'll figure it out when I get there.
Well, I don't know if you. I had one of the first cell phones. You remember those?
Yeah. No, bricks.
Yeah, the ones that you wore with a strap around and the phone hung up inside the thing and had a antenna and it weighed what? 20 pounds or something like
that?
The
very first one I ever saw was actually a bag phone. It was like in this big bag.
Yeah.
It was like carrying around a kind of a briefcase, but it was like a big fat bag with this phone in it. Yeah. And it was the coolest thing I ever seen. And then they had the big bricks.
I went to pagers too for a long time.
Yep.
Yeah, I had a pager and you know, that was just like today. It's like, you know, you'll get a page from somebody, you look at it like, oh, shit. And then it's like, oh, yeah, like the one I just got. Oh, yeah, I talked to her.
Yeah. It's kind of like texting, but texting, you don't have to talk in code so much. You know what I mean? Like on the pagers, like the 911.
Yeah, you have to code it out.
Stuff like that. So,
you know, with me and texting too, I try to be. I know I've hurt people's feelings because they said, I'll get a text back. Are you mad?
Are you mad? No, I'm just succinct.
Yeah. I'm just in a hurry and, you know, I don't want to type all that crap out. I mean, I love you, but I don't have time to type all that.
One of my favorite text replies is just the thumbs up. That's it. No words.
I know.
Thumbs up.
I get that all. But, you know, you're kind enough to send me two or three if you really like it.
Yeah, I'll put a couple of thumbs up in there. he's really in a good mood.
The most I've ever got from you at one time is three.
Nice.
Yeah. And
yeah,
I think that was some
really
kind of special occasion. I think you wanted sex that night. I don't remember.
From you?
Yeah. Well, no. Four thumbs up is sex with me. That means he's hard up. Three thumbs up, he's going home to Jerry. Right. Like that what we... That was
I think that was the code, something like that. Yeah.
And I've never got the four. So I've never had to go in the middle of the night or anything.
Hi.
Really, the famous last words, right? I haven't had to go in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Please, you know, don't do that in the middle of the night. I want to make sure I'm awake and totally coherent when that happens.
Oh, your middle of the night is different than my middle of the night.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Your it's time to get up time is mine. It's time to go to bed time.
Well, I have worked something out so that I'm going to tell you it's perfect because it's the time that typically I get up to go urinate.
Okay.
So I just stay up, which is 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not 2 o'clock. Now. Yeah. So it's, right. You know, I'm up anyway.
And you're not getting up to set your perm and all that kind of stuff. No, either, so. No. I mean,
but
stuff
I'm
going
to have
time.
To do something with it. I always love it when we get Julie shaking.
I'm just trying to figure out what
I'm just saying, I need 10 minutes max to get ready to leave the house.
Because of that hair.
From the time I was asleep to I'm starting the truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I have to shower because my hair doesn't do like yours. Mine's curly, so when I wake up in the morning, it's like I look like Einstein.
Nice.
I don't have the intelligence to
roll
match,
with it,
but
man.
I have. Yeah, I should just go. Yes. roll up in there one day. And say, I'm here to do my show.
Yes. Has anybody seen my blackboard?
Equals the MC squared.
Yeah.
I see my blackboard. Of course.
Yeah. Roll with it.
Yeah, I think. I might try that tomorrow.
I start showing up without my hair pulled back more places.
Yeah, I have never seen you unless it was pulled back. So I've always been kind of curious if I'd even recognize you.
Yeah, it needs to be washed right now, right? Just take it down.
So how long do you go without washing it? Honestly.
3-4 days.
You know, they say that's
sometimes
better.
Longer.
They say shampooing really is hard on your head. Unless you have a certain shampoo, but
it strips your hair.
Yeah. It takes the natural oils out, and then you put conditioner in to put the natural oils back in.
Right.
I mean, which is what I do.
Yeah, I just stick with the what was it? The 100 strokes a night. And then I also comb my hair. So.
Oh, you're talking about your hair? Yeah. Wow, it takes you 100. Well, you are getting old.
I like to make it special, taking time.
Hey, I like. We need to talk about Traegers for a second. I don't know why, but I've been craving a Bloody Mary, and I'm kind of a Bloody Mary connoisseur.
Yeah.
This one hit the spot. I mean, it's pretty good.
Is there pickle?
And you can tell it's going to be good because look how dark the tomato juice is.
I know.
So I don't know if they're using Clamato or what, but it is. They got all kinds of great spices. It's got a little bite to it. Got a little character is what I like to
say.
Nice.
A character,
a little character. So I think it'll probably go good with the dog that I get from the doghouse later.
Perfect.
So here's the deal, Ken. I want 3 more of these right now. I just want you to line them up.
Just line them up?
Yeah.
Just do them like shots?
Yeah, because I've sucked that down quicker than normal, too, because it's so good.
Yeah, I like Bloody Marys. Somebody one time, I don't know...
At band camp?
I don't often drink Bloody Marys, so I'm not like a connoisseur of Bloody Marys. But I had one time, and I kept drinking it like, what is happening right now? And apparently, I had never had one where somebody put a pickle in it.
A pickle?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
it was so good. Like that little bit of pickle juice, there was like an unidentifiable thing in there was just making it. Oh, my mouth is watering. It was just making it so good. And I finally got to the bottom. I'm like, there's a pickle in there. That's what's going on. Yeah, it was amazing.
The best Bloody Mary I've had in my life was at Joe's Crab Shack in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes with shrimp and crab and all stuck
in the Bloody Mary.
Yeah, it's those skewers stuck down.
Yeah.
It's a whole meal. It was like $20 for the Bloody Mary. It was a big one.
Right.
But you got all this shrimp, all this crab. Yeah. I don't remember what. Oh, olives. Oh, freaking, I love green olives.
It's a filling drink.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say yeah, Julie, just so we can have a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, so...
Did she just put the crickets on us? That's a bad Julie. I know that guy.
Yeah, he
it's Aaron.
When he walked by, he flipped you the finger.
Did he?
Yeah. The number one. We're number one.
Finger. I am number one.
Julie likes
no, I was Julie's the number two finger.
Yeah,
I'm number two. Yeah. Yeah. So we both showed up here like white.
Yeah, you look pretty rough yourself.
Yeah, yours is physically. You're just tired.
Well, mentally too.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to piss me off.
Yeah.
Because let me just tell you.
That's my job.
My girlfriends that I've had in the past, right? When I do a radio show or a radio remote, I would come home and be like wiped out.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, well, you didn't do nothing. I use my brain.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't just.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a muscle too, you know. That's, and I'm like yeah. freaking fatigued. I mean, this is the time of the week. I've been all week long, you know. It's hard to be funny.
I know, right? Yeah, that's
not that I am funny, but I think I am.
That's where I sit all the time because I've always worked in an office, right? So my exertion has always been mental. And my family, well, my father, my brother, they were like hands-on people. They work with their hands. They do stuff. And they're like, that ain't even work.
Yeah, they don't even understand. Work.
And
they, yeah.
Why are you tired? You ain't even do shit but sit in a chair. And I'm like, dude, you have no idea, man. And it wasn't until my father ended up in like administration and that kind of world.
Figured it out.
That he's like, oh, God, I want to kill myself. So, yeah, I'm like, yeah, that's where I've been my whole adult life. Yeah, that. Yeah. It's tiring, man.
Well, it is. And I don't, and you know, and I think that's why I haven't been able to keep a girlfriend. Because they're like,
what's your name again?
Yeah. Are
you
sure that's why?
I'm so tired. You know, I'm done. I'm wiped. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to sit and cuddle, man, I'm all for it. Just don't ask me to think.
Yeah.
Just don't ask me to talk. Don't yeah.
And don't push me away when I start drooling and snoring on your shoulder.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe that was my other problem. I don't know. They never complained to me drooling on their shoulder, but I might have. I don't.
Yeah.
I can remember being that tired.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
And all it was the tired. I'll never. I was dating a young lady in Durango when I was working for this radio station I'm working for now. And we did the radiothon because they do it every year and raise money for the United Way. Started at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And went solid till 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Solid broadcasting, right?
Right.
Not a lot of music. It's all talk.
Right.
All talk.
Right.
And so when I started it, I would I would say, oh yeah, I'm good. Come around, you know, then they would want to send me home around 2-3 o'clock, and I'm like, no, man. I'm in this
I got
duration.
This. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to raise some money, by God. You know, we're going to raise $1 million before I leave here, or I'm not leaving, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I would do that all day long, and all I could think about after getting done with that is not having, saying, my mind was blank. I mean, I had pulled everything out of what little I have up there was out and gone and shot. So I would be like, I'm done. I am like, all I wanted to do was sit and smoke a couple of doobies.
Right.
Watch TV.
Yeah.
And just veg, right?
Yeah.
Or if you want, I'll stare deeply in your eyes.
Yeah.
But that's all you're going to get from me. Oh, it used to piss her off so bad.
Partly why I like, I like really intense, mind-blowing, twisting
sex
things on television, but I also truly enjoy just mind-numbing stupidity.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Just
so you don't have to think
dumb
about it.
Things that don't make any sense. They're completely stupid and they're also funny.
Yeah,
like that it's bubblegum. It just lets you just like I don't
chew
have to
enjoy.
Think about this crap.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna gut laugh for a minute.
All right, well listen, we need to take a break. We're gonna take a little break. We're gonna do our thing, and I'm going to get about 12 more
Bloody
Marys. 4,
12? 12? Okay, yeah, we'll go get you 12. So.
David and Ken need to take a little break. Sit tight and listen to some sponsors.
Looking for a fun way to cool off and enjoy some river action this summer?
Dave and I suggest Desert River Guides. It's great for your entire family.
Check out their website. That's at desertriverguides.com. Make your reservations today.
Or you can give them a call, 505-427-7734. That's 505-427-7734.
Desert River Guides, 109 East Pinon Street in Farmington, New Mexico.
Hi, my name is Tammy Reiser, and I'm the owner of Encore Coffee. I'm a retired teacher in 2019, diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. I wasn't quite ready to be done yet. My son actually came up with the name Encore because it's my second act, and I wanted to give back to the community that took such good care of me during my cancer treatment. So for more information, it's EncoreCoffeeShop.com.
Oh, hi there. I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.
Well, okay then. I'll probably just get a hold of KenCollinsMarketing.com.
Okay, strap yourselves in. They're back.
Oh, I think we're back on.
Are we back on?
We didn't get the finger, but I saw her sliding.
Yeah, she was sliding.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah.
It was an electric slide, too.
I love the electric slide. We'll have to do that sometime here.
Oh, man, that was a long time ago.
I would be game.
Oh, I thought you said gay.
No, I don't.
Sorry.
Depends on how you do it, yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's kind of a gay dance, so, yeah. You know, there's that.
You know, I have been told that I've been picked up in, on, picked, not picked on, but hit on by the same sex in a bar after I've been dancing.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
Because I guess I have that gay feel. I don't know. I used to be very light on my feet.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe I had that. And, you know, I don't know, maybe held my arms in a certain way. I don't know, man.
I don't know what it is either. I used to hang out at bars when I was younger all the time, and I would inevitably get that dude, you know, because I'm not a dancer also. So I sit on the bar stool, and I enjoy watching people dance and watching. I'm a people watcher, and so I watch what's going on in the bar and all that kind of stuff. And I chat with people at the bar and that kind of thing. So I would inevitably get that guy that saddles up next to me and wants to buy me a drink. I'm like, yeah, dude, sure, buy me a drink. And so I get a drink bought for me, free alcohol, that's awesome. And so we get to chatting and everything. And I'm a friendly person, you know, when I want to be. And I would get the hand on the thigh. Yeah, that thing. And I'm like, yeah, no, that's not happening. You can sit here. You can keep buying me alcohol. Yeah.
But you're not going to get me drunk enough.
No touchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Just me. I don't know. And I don't really care. It doesn't bother me. But it's just kind of sometimes, you know, I'm like, come on, why wouldn't a woman come over to
me? Right. Yeah.
How about, why didn't that good-looking woman right there come?
Have you ever used that to your advantage, let's say, to get free drinks? I mean, if women can do it, I'll do it too.
No, yeah. I've never. But I might start now that you mention it.
I've flirted with a couple of
guys just to
guys
have a drink.
That
you tease. You're a freaking tease.
Me
that would
so I could
me
get
off.
Free,
I'd kick
free
your
drinks.
Ass.
Hey, I mean, it's all a transaction, man.
Listen, the most fun I ever had is when I lived in Durango in the 90s, and I'd go and I danced all the time. You know, I could never get off the dance floor, which I'm going to talk about that. I was on the dance floor this past Saturday.
Yeah.
First time on the hip. I told the lady that, hey, you broke my dance, Cherry. It's on the new hip. My hips dance, Jerry.
You're a bionic dancer now.
And that's right. Right. Oh, I'm going to start using that. But I remember my roommate and I were sitting there, and he had the hardest time picking up women. I have an advantage. I'm big. And, you know,
you're seen.
Yeah, I can be seen very easily. And I am, I mean, people wanted, ladies did want to dance with me.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting way across the bar from somebody, and I have a direct eye line with her. She's sitting on the other side of the dance floor, right? And I have this direct eye line with her, and she keeps looking at me. She's been watching me up there dancing.
Yeah.
And she keeps looking at me, you know, and I'm looking at her, and I wink at her. Well, she's sitting with a guy.
Yeah.
I wink at her, you know. So my roommate's sitting there, and I said, hey, Damon, watch this. And I looked over at her, and I went, and she goes, and met me on the dance floor. Nice. I never even went over to ask her to dance. She met me on the
just
dance floor.
Just a head movement.
Yeah. And so I go back to the table, and Damon's like, how the hell did you, when did you talk to her? I said, I haven't.
It's magic, dude.
Yeah. So when we got on the dance floor, I said, are you with that guy? She goes, yeah, but he can't dance for shit. And I said, well, I don't want to make him mad. Oh, he's a pussy.
Yeah.
Exactly what she said.
Don't worry about him.
Yeah. I'm like, well, all right, so what are you doing later? And she starts laughing. She goes, well, maybe I shouldn't go that far just yet. But she goes, I'll be glad to give you my number.
He's not going to beat you up for trying to take me home, but I'm still not going with you. Yeah.
It'd been more like he can't beat you up.
Right.
Because he wouldn't even know what to do. So I don't know.
just got a visual of a guy standing in a dark, empty parking lot watching a car drive away, just listening to crickets, scratching his head. I have no idea what to do right now.
Yeah. I never did call her. I should have, I guess. I didn't find out, you know, if they, how serious they were or whatever the deal was.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't care. She was a great dancer.
Sure,
so
yeah.
So we danced two or three more times.
That's the thing about dancing, right? I have a couple of friends that just love dancing. And so they start to build a reputation when they go out dancing. Girls are like, oh, there he is. You know, let's go dance with him.
I bet you're one of them.
Yeah. And they're with someone, but they're like, he'll be fine over here. I'm going to go dance with him. It doesn't mean anything. I mean, it doesn't mean you're taking them home. It means you're dancing. That's kind of the cool thing about dancing.
My life experience is that women like, well, most women, not all women, but most women like to dance. You know, they like to, and they like to have a partner who takes control. Especially if you're two-stepping or jitterbugging or that kind of stuff.
Right.
They want to be sashayed around the floor. And so, you know, you just, whether you look good or not.
Right.
So Saturday night, I was out dancing, right? Did the two-step. Did okay. And I told her, I said, listen, if I... I said, if I start to go down, if I start to hit the floor.
Jump on the floor and let me land on you.
No, I said, don't try to catch me.
Right.
Just move
just
away.
Just move out of the
because
way.
She's not that big. You know?
And yell timber.
Yes, right. Just move out of the way. I said, then check on me.
Yeah.
Make sure I'm okay. And if I'm okay, then let's laugh.
Yeah.
And get up and do it all over
again.
So she was okay with that. But she's a hell of a dancer. I was impressed. I didn't know.
Yeah.
We'd been out years ago, but I don't remember ever going out dancing with her.
Huh.
But man, she can move, man. I'm thinking, man, I got to get a whole lot better at walking. Because I want to dance that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
I didn't say
yeah.
tap. I said dance that.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
Then maybe I'll tap it later.
Right.
That's on the agenda, but it's down the road.
On the list of things to do, dance is higher than tap.
That's right.
Yes.
God, I hope she doesn't listen to this show. Because you know who you are, don't you? Fortunately, she's got a great sense of humor. So.
Yeah. No, I was never the dancer. I was the barstool guy.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I can see that.
I was that guy sitting at the bar waiting for women that were out there dancing, like, for half an hour straight, and then they come all sweaty and tired, and guys are swarming them, and they're like, dude, get away from me. I just want a drink right now. And I'm just sitting there just...
biding your time.
Yeah, just under the radar. Like, hey, what's up? I'm not wanting them to go dance, so I'm not asking, you know?
You're right.
I'm just chatting them up, and later they're like, what happened to my pants? don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's all good. Don't worry about it.
Well, I can't say. That went not where I thought it was going to go.
No, it never does.
But I understand.
That's the whole point. Yeah, they didn't either. Yeah.
I understand. How'd that happen?
How are you at my house and where's my pets?
Yeah.
It's all good. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Just shut up and come back to bed.
Yeah. Those were...
We'll discuss it more
that was
in the
many years ago. That was my hoe days. That was actually in Idaho. So I was dating this
so
girl.
So you were to hoe.
Yeah, I was telling her... Yes. I was telling her those stories, and she's like, where was that again? I'm like, Idaho. And she's like, where? I'm like, Idaho. And she's like, but where, though? And I'm like, Idaho. And she's like, yeah, you are.
Of course. Let's see. What other stories we got?
What other lies do you want to tell?
Yeah, yeah. Let's
no lies. I don't lie. The truth is more fun.
You didn't date much in high school, did you?
Oh, no. I had a couple girlfriends. I had in high school. I think two girlfriends. I wanted to marry the second one.
How'd that work?
That's
out?
How that worked out. So it didn't. I don't remember exactly why there was an end to that one, but there was an end. Besides my mother, like, screaming at me, "You're gonna ruin your life!"
And would I'm she like, catch you with the magazine? Or
no, because I bought a ring. Like I was gonna ask.
Oh
her,
no, kidding!
Yeah, mom was pissed.
That's serious.
She was pissed off. So yeah, that was it. Was just ridiculousness, and I don't remember exactly why it ended, but it did end before I left, because I left here shortly after graduating high school.
Had you had, was she the first one you had sex with, or had you had
she three? Was
that's and that bingo
probably
ding, ding, ding,
yeah,
ding,
yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah the first one, actually,
apparently you weren't that good, because she was like
the first one broke up with me. Well, this is how she broke up with me. We went out, I think we went to like Sonic or something like that, and she gave me a Bible with a bunch of highlighted passages and told me that she didn't want to end up like her sister. She wanted to be good. She felt like I was not going to be a person that would end up in heaven, and she wanted to give me this Bible with all these highlighted passages
to help you get there.
Yeah. And she was feeling pressure. And I don't know what pressure she was feeling, because I literally had no idea what I was doing, and I was terrified. So there was no pressure. And then so later, she ended up dating this guy, sleeping with him, left him because she didn't want to be with him anyway, and then got pregnant in high school.
Oh, wow.
With the next guy.
So she was like her sister.
Yeah, I think I just wasn't moving fast enough, and she was projecting all that shit on me. I wasn't moving fast enough. So the second one, she stole my cherry, like, in a big way. That was actually Farmington Lake. We're just driving around the backside of Farmington Lake.
Oh. In
so
the
you
truck. Got it, Nick? Was it in, yeah. under the moonlight and, too?
No, it was in the middle of the day.
Oh, wow.
Like, right in the middle of the afternoon.
That's romantic.
And she's like, "Stop the truck." And there was nowhere to stop it. I'm like, I'm trying to find a place to get off the road. It's just like a little road on the backside there. It used to be. And so I'm trying to find a place to pull over, and I'm still driving. She's like, "Stop the truck." I'm like, "Oh, okay. I don't know where." And she's like, "Dude, stop the truck." And so I just stopped in the middle of the road, and she jumped me. That girl attacked me. Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, "Where's my pants?" Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I have an interesting story about something similar to that. So let's take a break and we'll finish your story and then talk about mine.
Back teeth are starting to float. Time to take a little potty break. Here, check out some sponsors.
I'm Celeste. I'm the bartender at Traeger's Bar here in Farmington. Our hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 4 to 11 on Wednesday and Thursday, and then 4 to midnight on Friday and Saturday. We usually have live music on the weekends. We're always doing something. We've got somebody here, or, you know, we're just having a good time. So, website is traegersbar.com. Here at Traeger's, it's always pinkies down, thumbs up.
Whether buying or selling, our experienced realtors at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door are here to help. Come see us in beautiful downtown Farmington, New Mexico at 228 West Main Street. Check us out at goldendoorfarmington.com or give us a call at 505-325-4153.
Interwest Concepts is the proud producer of wonderful podcasts like Male Encounters of the Life Kind, The Glow Up Chronicles, and the flagship that started it all, The General's Wake Up Call. From TV and radio production to assisting with your next podcast idea, Interwest can do it all. To find out how to become a part of the family, head on over to our webpage,
interwestconcepts.com.
All right, bladder's emptied. Here's David and Karen.
Created it.
That's great.
Oh, sorry. What? Hey,
oh.
I need to leave the goddamn engineer alone, I've been told.
Jeez.
I'm going to get her Wren's bat. Wren has a bat.
Oh, that's right.
With it, so
yeah.
I'll give it to Julie.
So she can just whack you.
Yeah, pop.
Yeah. I want something heavier.
Actually, I have a taser.
No.
Yeah.
I've never been tased before.
Me
that
neither,
might be
but I don't want to be. I had a friend that was, and he goes, "Dude, don't even volunteer to do that."
You should do that just to see how it feels.
Just
to,
yeah, kind of.
No, I'd be happy to.
No, I'll watch
Ken.
Let me just watch.
I've seen videos of people volunteering to do that.
Yeah.
So they survived. We'll just put it that way. They survived.
I would buy your drinks.
That's awesome. Yeah. Tase me tonight.
Okay. Well, I don't have it with me, so. Sorry.
You don't carry your taser with you?
Well, not in here, no. I think I could trust you guys. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah,
don't let either one of us find that.
Moving on.
All right, so talking about your first times, right? So yeah. I was dating this lady that tried to sneak into my bedroom window. I think I told the story one time. Yeah. But so she and I, that's the one that my dad said, son, I think you got a tiger by the tail.
Yeah.
So we hadn't really gone much farther than just, you know, heavy kissing, but she didn't know how to kiss. So I was teaching her how to kiss, right? So we were kissing under the street lamp, corner of my house. And she kissed me, and I backed away for a second. I said, oh, you can do better than that. So I started kissing again. She reached down my pants. I'm like, oh, my God, you can do better than that.
Challenge accepted. Yeah.
You just leveled up.
No, I leveled up. Yeah, it took me by total surprise and shock. First time a female had touched my genitals. Mm-hmm. And so it was.
Yeah, it's a big moment.
It was a big, a monster moment. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I feel like also that's a different thing for guys than it is for girls.
Oh, I would have to think so.
Maybe not in the time that it happens, but the build up to it. Because for girls, it's just the constant getting them to not touch it. Like, stop, dude. Until the time that it finally happens. For us, it's like, please!
Yeah.
Anyone!
I don't care.
Pay you!
Where's the peanut butter in the dog?
Right. That's why we all had fat dogs.
Yeah. Hey, honey, why is the dog getting so fat? I don't know. I've been hanging around in David's room.
He won't leave.
Oh, fuck. Listen, yeah. I swear, I've never done that, but it's always intrigued me.
I know, it is something. Because you hear about it. You're like, I wonder. But I love my dog. I would never do that.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of how I feel, too.
Maybe a stray dog. Yeah. But you can't trust a stray dog, oh, so.
My God, this has gone right to the gutter. It's freaking gone in the dirt.
Yeah.
So hopefully next week we'll have a subject.
That's where our gold comes from, David. We don't have a subject. We just keep digging until we strike gold.
You know, I'm just thankful that this show won't air before...
Before your date?
No, yeah. Yeah, that too.
That's very fortunate.
The other thing is that our guest that I'm hoping that we'll get next week who has left us voicemails and talked and got into the fun with us and the girls, the ladies from Female Encounters.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that she'll be here next week to
she's given us some wisdom. Some light razzing.
Yeah, she has.
That earns you respect.
Absolutely.
I mean, that earns you a spot. That earns you a microphone in your face.
That's right.
Yeah.
A real microphone. That was another pickup line for me. Hey, you want to see my microphone? Especially because, you know, I was 16 and in radio. Hey, I got a big microphone. You want to see it? Come on up to the studio. Let me show you my microphone.
It's made for girls. It's pink.
Oh, wow, man. Julie may not ever want to do this again.
She will.
Just keeps sitting over there shaking her head.
She's a glutton for punishment.
My resignation letter is in your email now.
Oh my, that hurts my little feelings. You hurt all my one feelings.
You know, I do have one thing to say though.
Okay,
you're
later.
Talking about how you guys are building up to get the girl, know, all that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's pretty common. Is for the guys, it's the build up, you know.
Yeah.
For the girls, for the ladies, whatever. It's the aftermath, you know.
Right.
The afterglow or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. True.
I agree.
Just gonna throw that in there.
Yeah.
The thing that
bring this out of the gutter,
especially when you're younger. I don't know about you, but you know, once you've done it, and then you're like done. I mean, and you're done with the woman.
Guys.
Yeah, you're done with the woman. You don't want to be touched. You're like,
I mean, depending. Depending.
Yeah. Well, as I got older, I liked the cuddle time.
Yeah.
You know, because it always led to a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, I would be like, oh no, give me about 6 more minutes. We'll be good. Especially, you know, I'm 19, 20. Yeah, I only need 6 minutes, honey. Just.
depending. The situation, because actually at that time, right, the first, I wasn't going anywhere. Like, you know, that happened.
And yeah, no, I didn't.
I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
No. I'm not letting you go anywhere, dude.
You immediately fall in love.
I'm going to buy a ring for you.
Yeah. When I split up with my first wife, I met this girl out of San Angelo, Texas. And I used to drive down there just so I could spend the night with her. I thought we had something serious going on. Buying her all kinds of jewelry and all kinds. I mean, just. I spent a lot of money on her, a lot.
Right.
And thinking, well, this is going to go someplace. You know, this is going to. No.
Yeah.
She took it all. And I'm like, I'd be like, hey, you want. I didn't know what to say. Do you. You know, you don't go, ask to go steady. You would do that. Can I pin my ring on you? You know? Right. Something. But yeah, I would just.
That's so like the equivalent to high school, like, will you wear my class ring kind of a thing? Thing? Like, is the middle age equivalent to that? Like, will you wear my old wedding band? Just around your neck. That's all I'm saying. Just like put it on a necklace. Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. That might work.
Right? The middle age equivalent to the high school class ring exchange.
I melted my wedding ring down. I don't know what I should offer this lady I'm seeing now.
Are they fillings now? Is that what's...
No. No, it's a gold ring I have at home, but...
Yeah, you know, maybe. I used to work with this guy. It was a little bit... Like, depending, it's all about perspective, right? So from one perspective, it's a little bit like a vulture. And from the other perspective, it was really sweet. So this guy, he was in the Air Force, and he was this little lieutenant. And he loved his wife. Like, he adored her. And so...
That's a good thing.
Yeah. And so he was always looking for opportunities. Like, people are like, oh, that asshole, I'm going to pawn this ring or whatever. And he's like...
I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll buy that from you. And so he was always collecting like everybody's unwanted jewelry, and it was usually from broken relationships. And so then
they go cheap. Then.
he would design jewelry for his wife, and he would take it to a jeweler, and he would have them take the stones out of that stuff, melt everything down, like all. And he would have custom-made jewelry for his wife from, like, his broken relationships.
Did she ever know that's where it came from?
I don't know if she did or not.
It probably wouldn't matter. It's the thought, right?
I mean, on the one hand, I always thought that was really sweet. Like, he was constantly just designing stuff for her that no one else has.
He's melted my heart. I want to meet him now.
Right? Yeah, because he loved his wife. And he was... up for an opportunity. Like, yeah, don't take that to a pawn shop. I'll take it off your hands.
Do you keep in touch? Are they still together? Do you know?
I don't know. I haven't kept in touch with them. That was a long time ago.
I have a question for you. And it's more for me personally, because I'm telling you, and I'm not ashamed of it, but I'm kind of Twitter painted. I mean, because I knew her before, right? And we had a fairly decent relationship before, but...
Yeah,
she wasn't ready to do. I mean, I think I scared the crap out of her, so moved on. And then when I reconnected, she was like ecstatic to go out. She was like major, and she's telling me all the time, "Hey, you know, I really enjoyed what we had before, and I just wasn't ready." Blah blah blah. But how do you know? I mean, honest to God, I mean, do you and Jerry have Twitter painted moments? I'm going to ask you next about you and her.
Yeah. Yeah, but the thing is, no past definitions and no future expectations. Just be present.
Perfect. Yeah, that's exactly, and that's what, kind of what I told her. Yeah. I said, I don't expect anything. I don't want you to expect right. anything. One step at a time, one day yeah. at a time, whatever. But, I mean, we look at each other. I get the same feeling from her. So,
yeah.
I know that's going to, at some point in time, that kind of fizzled out, and you have to rely on
sure.
knowing each other.
Yeah. Right?
So, yeah. liking each other, number one. All right, I'm going to ask you. So, you and her, I mean,
I
you...
I think we're in a different category.
Really?
Because we've been married for 44 a and long half time. Years. Yeah.
You never get the Twitter
but
painted?
Still, there are, actually, there are still times when I just look at him and go, oh, yeah.
See, that's what and I want. Yeah. That's all yeah. I still. Want. You know, yeah. 40 how many years?
44 and a half.
44 and a half.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's what I want.
And we got married.
And I love Herb, too. He's a great guy.
We knew each other 4 months when we got married.
Nice.
And just, but you just know.
Yeah, when you know, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that I know. I'm not past the...
Right.
You know.
That's the whole thing, because we all have filters in our head.
We have a good time together.
That screw everything up. So just get rid of the filters. No past definitions of what it used to be or what it might yeah. have been or whatever. There isn't that. That's gone. It's all gone. And there's no future expectations. So just be present
I can
without
tell
a definition.
You it's already better than it was.
Yeah.
Because
well, both people have to be on board for that.
Yeah.
Not just one. So.
Right.
Yes. And I think
but that's also leaning yeah. into expectations. So, yeah. so just be present.
Yeah. Just be in the moment. Yeah. Love yeah. and live in the moment.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
All right. I'm going to take that as solid advice because that's how I feel about it. And I told her the same thing. We're going to take this just a step at a time.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, even though I act Twitter painted, just enjoy it while
just
you
just calm down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. Yeah. We'll see where it goes.
Like an ice cream cone.
Oh, we're already 2 minutes over. No wonder she's...
You don't have any future expectations for an ice cream cone. You just no. lick the crap out of it. Do that.
That's exactly what I wanted to do. All right, Ken. Well, I think we turned it into a show after all. I think, yeah, this was better than last week. Last week, I ran out of stuff at all.
Did we?
Do they get any last words?
I live in the moment.
Live? Yep. Gonna do that.
I'll steal from Ken.
Ken,
oh,
you've got your line stole.
Yeah.
Never lick. Ever I have ever have I never ever have I
lick the ice cream.
Yeah, know. Lick it. Just lick it.
Yeah,
when in doubt, lick it.
And eat the cone. Oh, that's it. I'm out of here. Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.